Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What up? Yo, what's good?
What's going on, Red?
What's good? What's good?
Nothing much, just chilling. What up, everybody? It is Brother B and Big Red in the house. Another episode of The Menu. What up, y'all? Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. How you doing, Red?
I'm good, just maintaining, brother, maintaining.
Chill.
Maintaining, chilling. What's up with you?
You know, I'm trying not to get myself in any trouble. You know, the devil is out here in the form of a lot of humans that do stupid shit. I don't know what. What's wrong with some of these people out here, but you know, I try to maintain, keep a level head, but man, it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
yep.
But it's all good. You know, I'm just trying to, like you said, maintain, keep the peace.
Yeah, it's not easy. People don't make that easy for you.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's like sometimes it just seems like the more you stay away, try to stay away from people, the more the shit, you know, rolls downhill towards you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
You know, so I'm just at a point where sometimes you gotta throw your hands up in the air and just say, you know, F it. You know, it's gonna be what it is, man. But like I said, I'm trying. We got Lady T in the house. What up, T?
Hey y'all, how
Lady
you doing?
Lady T. How you doing?
How y'all doing? What's up, Lady T?
I'm okay. How about you guys?
Okay. Maintaining. Just trying not to punch people in the face.
Yeah.
Yep, trying hard not to punch anybody in the face.
You know, I just walk around with a little spray bottle of lemon juice in there. And just like when somebody tried to do it. I mean, you can't really get in trouble for like spraying somebody in the eye with lemon juice, right?
I don't know. Yes, it's considered
right?
an assault.
I think you could. Yeah, right.
But
that is considered an assault.
But if you started with me, if you're trying to start something, I mean, you're gonna get the juice.
If they didn't physically put their hands on you, that is considered an assault. Sorry.
All right, Lee.
Yeah, I'm serious. It is.
Anyway, how do you know these things? Were you lemon juice?
Because I worked for an organization that's what is considered an assault, even though the person may have started with you. If that's like, you know, you're squeezing lemon juice in somebody's eyes, and you know. That person may have eye issues with their eyes, and the next thing you know, they're
trying to
sue you.
What am I trying to get away from?
The lemon juice.
It is, because it's bodily contact. So,
bodily contact.
That's bodily contact.
You tried to mess with me, and I put juice in your eye. That's all.
And then I
tried to get away.
What happened with the lady with the Clorox, with the bleach from last week? Yeah, on a train.
Somebody hit somebody
guy or something. Yeah, Clorox bleach on one of those trains, train or whatever. So.
I mean, did he deserve it?
No, just a passerby. They got her on camera. They're trying to find her.
Oh, she's just randomly throwing bleach on people.
Who knows? That's scary too. So.
Everything's scary nowadays. Like you try to stay in the damn. It's like this. Oh gosh, this world is going to shit.
Listen, Yeah, well,
hell
hey, blame that citizen act for all of that as well.
I don't even look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, blame
I
that.
I don't look at that.
Yeah,
I have me paranoid.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, absolutely, it's stupid because that's all it does. That's all it's making people is paranoid. And this, that, and the other happen. Like, get out of here. This be the stupidest thing. So I remember somebody I put up to my lady performing voodoo. Who gives a shit? Who cares? What that got to do with you?
They probably missing the chicken foot for dinner. They missing the chicken foot for dinner. Yo, once again, what's up? This is the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. We got Big Brad in the house, Brother B, and Lady T, co-starring in the mix. So, y'all, all right, let's get into this topic. Because, you know, I it was a good topic, Brad. I hope the title, you know, did some justice. Because, I mean, I really wasn't trying to be too creative. It's either one or the other. So athletes are assholes.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you go out here, you know, make all this money? I mean, you work so hard to get to where you're at, whether it's golf, football, basketball, soccer, you know, whatever it is, whatever your sport. You work so hard to get to a certain point, a certain level, and you turn around and you kind of mess it all up with doing stupid shit like you either still in the hood or, I don't know, maybe the ego got the best of you or maybe money just made you crazy. Yeah, I kind of don't understand it, you know, but I don't know. This is your topic, Red. So,
well,
put
the
it down.
Topic,
put it smack down.
Well, I kind of looked at that topic because of the Aaron Hernandez story, and that kind of like, I don't know, I've been hearing about that story for the last couple of years. I've seen documentaries on it, and, you know, they got another story out about it, and they have it more out in detail. Do you know who Aaron Hernandez is? Anybody know, or anybody know the story?
Yes,
I'm an ultimate Patriots fan.
Okay, well,
boom.
That kind of intrigued me because it's like I watched the whole documentary. I just finished watching a documentary that they just put out like maybe a couple of days ago.
Yeah, the Aaron Hernandez
and it's like,
story thing.
Right, and it's just a lot of questionable things in the story to me. And I think, to me, I feel it's like they gave him too much too fast because he was young. It's not like he was like a little older. He was like a young dude. He was really young. And I think a lot of it went to his head. I think they gave him too much. And I think I don't know. It's like an in between. It's like I don't see him like trying to be a thug or whatever it is that they were trying to portray him as. I didn't see him in that light. But it's just like unfortunately he took his own life, and maybe that a lot of whatever was going on with him, you know, got to him. So it's just like, it just, like, the story intrigues me. But it's, you know, it's not just only him. It's just a lot of these athletes.
Yeah, well, he died in jail.
Supposedly,
right?
He committed suicide in jail. After getting, now mind you, he was already getting life in prison for one supposed murder, and then he got off. He actually got off for two other murders that he did years ago before that. Before he did that last one. So
yeah,
I don't know if maybe the pressure of that got, you know,
I don't think it's the pressure of it. He came in like what he was. That the dollars don't change you. That's who you are.
Like, yeah, if he was
dropping body
and people like that.
Yeah, I think that's who he was. That takes a whole lot for you to just kill one person, kill another person, kill another person. We don't know what his past life was or growing up, things that he may have gotten away with that the media didn't, you know, put out there, being that now he's a celebrity and this is a high-profile case. I mean, mm-hmm. these guys come in and however they come in, everybody has a childhood. Everybody has a certain way they was brought up, but doesn't mean that you're going to turn out to be this great kid. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of things
right.
that just life twists and turns, period. Life is harsh regardless. I don't care what anybody says. But it's how much can you handle and how much can you take? I think that jail stuff probably was the breaking point, the final point where it takes a lot for you to have to commit suicide. It's a lot of exhaustion. You're done if you want to commit suicide. You just can't take it anymore. So
right.
with this topic that you guys have, like assholes or athletes, maybe they was assholes before they became athletes, before they became famous. You know what I mean?
Could have been that. I feel that he was a little cocky. I don't think he was like, what they were saying with his upbringing was like the father, his father was also a football player. He was very like rough with him and the brother. And supposedly, he was supposed to be bisexual. Not the father, Aaron Hernandez. I don't know. Like, listen, mm-hmm. I don't know. You can only go by what people were saying, but they were trying to say that he was bisexual. He liked men and he liked women or whatever. And I don't know. Maybe that
there's
was
a lot of
what
guys
something he was battling.
Like
yeah, there's a lot of them, and I think
it's
a lot
fun.
Of them are like that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And they're not coming out the closet. They holding on to
right.
that, too.
Mm-hmm. So I think that might have been a breaking point with him as well, too. Because supposedly they aired it out on some radio station, and I guess he got wind of that, so that might have, you know, that might have sent them. But you know, it just intrigues me. That story just intrigues me for some reason, and it's just like, you know, not just him, just a lot of these athletes. They just need. Like, I think sometimes they let stuff go to their head. It depends on their support system, you know, like who they have at home. Or mother, you know, whoever it is, like, just like you said, it's like upbringing. I don't mean they have to be like that, but, you know, for you to be doing some brutal stuff like that, like, I don't know. That's a lot of anger going on there.
Well, this is true.
And it's like Trini saying, like, never see, come see. Like, you know, when people don't have, how they act when they have. You know what I mean? So it's like, you have people like that. You see that. I've seen that every day. I grew up with all different types of people to be around certain things and seen a lot. But it's how you want to portray yourself. You understand what I'm saying? As far as with these athletes, you have some that are very humble. They treat this like a job. Then you have some that
right.
are flashy. You have some that are on the cusp of looking like Mary Poppins. Like, what's that quarterback name from I can't even think of him right now. I'm just seeing what he was wearing. Oh, gosh. I don't remember. Somebody helped me
Which
with.
One?
And he was wearing.
I don't know nothing about
and they called him out like, oh, why is he dressing up like Mary Poppins? He was a great quarterback. And now it's like, I don't know. His whole style.
Poppins.
That's what can we say his name? Stephen A. Smith said? I mean.
Wow.
I'm trying to think what I don't want to say the wrong team because it's like, oh gosh, I can't even think of his name. When K-Dog, a hot rod or somebody, come on, they can help me with that one.
K-Dog's in the house.
Oh,
K-Dog.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, all.
Hey,
good
K-Dog.
Evening, children.
K-Dog.
Hey. That's
good.
Good evening, K-Dog,
do you know the quarterback I'm talking about? That
you
they
know,
said he came on looking like Mary Poppins, all flashy, and then he had on, you know,
name.
I can't remember.
Came out with, I don't remember his name, but I remember he used to come out wearing some crazy outfits all the time, just to shock people. You know, he used to come out with that. Yeah,
he was the Dennis Rodman of football.
Yep, the Dennis Rodman of football. He was a good player, though. He was a good player, but he was flashy, man. I mean, seriously flashy. Oh my goodness.
I mean, Aaron Hernandez is just to name a few, which is sad to even be able to say that. I mean, because of course we can't forget the infamous Ray Caruth from the Carolina Panthers, conspiracy to commit murder. You know, like I said, some of these guys, I feel, put themselves in a position. I think, you know, maybe a little ego-driven, or they think the money can buy themselves out of certain situations. So they kind of throw, you know, caution into the wind and like, you know, F it, I got money. You know, I'll just pay a couple of lawyers and I'm good. But sometimes it just doesn't work like that. I mean, from, you know, the whole situation with Ray Caruth, which was just really, really stupid. You know, you getting a stripper pregnant and wanting to kill her is like, wow, you just couldn't handle it another way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really just couldn't maybe sit down and talk to her and, you know, work something out. Like, hey, you know, this is what it is. So, you know, this is what we can do. But you go to that extreme. Okay. I guess he was one of those people who was probably an asshole before he became an athlete. Because of some shit you just can't, you know. There's some shit you just, you know, can't be like, oh, I became a, you know, pro football player, so now all of a sudden I turned into this type of person. And it really makes, some of these athletes really make their profession, especially the ones that's getting caught up in, like, football, is really making, I mean, I'm sorry, I no longer support the NFL anyway. And it's not just because, it's partially because of the whole, you know, kneeling thing. But the thing that got me is some of the comments that were said after that by some of the owners. And I just really don't appreciate it. You know, maybe the players can.
Right.
But, you know, because, you know, they're getting paid to deal with it and fine, you know, that's on them. But, you know, I don't support anybody, you know, anyone who chooses to demean or degrade, you know, someone, you know, especially for profit.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to live that life and, you know, and be degraded, you know, just for a paycheck, then that's on you. But, you know, I just don't support shit like that. So I really give no fucks about the NFL, you know, or the players, you know, actuality, you know, especially the ones that don't even care about themselves. But, you know, anyway, even some of these players who choose to beat on their women and just seem to get away with shit.
Right.
I don't understand that. Maybe one of you guys can possibly explain that to me.
That's an ego thing with them as well. That's an ego thing with them as well, because like I said, they're making all this money. You know, some of them, you know, come up from, you know, certain neighborhoods and stuff like that, and a lot of them still have that mentality. You know, they have that hood mentality. So, you know, look at like, you know, like some of them that go through like the, you know, the sexual assault allegations and rape allegations and stuff like that. Like, they, you know, some of them have that ego and they figure, just like you say, oh, I got money. Oh, the lawyer get me out. Oh, you know, that chick, she lying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, once again, that's a double-edged sword right there. But just like, you know, how do we know this? You know, how we know you ain't rough her up when she came up there to the hotel room or roughed her up right there in the strip club or whatever it is that they go to. So, you know, they, you know, that's what I'm saying. They have that on their back, like, yo, I'm a celebrity. Yo, you know who I am? Yo, I'm so-and-so. I can do what I want to you, and you know what? They ain't going to believe you. They're going to believe me. And even if they do, yo, I got lawyers. I got money to get me out of whatever. I got it, you know, or I could just pay you off. I give you this amount of money, you just keep your mouth shut. So, you know, that's part of that, you know, that's part of that problem. That's part of it.
Like I said, how do you look up to these people? Like, how do we continue to them? Because like I said, you can't just throw, it's not a blanketed thing to blame all of these players or all these athletes But the whole thing is my problem is the silence. My problem has always been the silence, that certain people just don't say anything, even though it's your profession, so you choose to just not say anything about it. Because why? To me, that shows that you there's some type of solidarity, whether you silently disagree. But the fact that you're not saying anything, to me, is like you just condone the shit.
Well, that's what they do. Right? That's what they do. Loyal fans.
I checked this out. So you got one guy, Webster. He was cut. Unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like. And you know, okay, of course he gets cut from the team. I mean, it is what it is. But my thing is, once again, I mean, we can have all the types of organizations, you know, to do this and save this for, you know, for cancer and this research and this, this, that, and the third. But when will these players ever get together and kind of be like, yo, we got to, you know, stop doing some of the shit that we're doing? You know, once again, whether it's beating on women or you're out here beating up on people, you're out here killing people and shit. Like, when are you going to be acknowledged? You know, like there's a problem that no one wants to talk about. Why? Because it's the NFL? Why? Because it's money? Why? Because it's sports?
No, I don't think they're going to talk about it within the NFL, because we don't know what they do behind the scenes, what organizations they have and so forth. You know, the NFL is not going to broadcast all of that bad business. That's bad for business for the NFL.
Exactly.
You know, all right, for the life of me, I will never, ever be able to understand the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope this doesn't strike a chord with you, Lady T, but if it does, then, you know, I guess you just got to go toe-to-toe. Because you're so damn defiant. You're damn defiant. You're like a bottle of the hottest Trinidadian hot sauce. And when my father makes hot sauce,
The Trinidadian hot sauce would be achar. It's called achar. Okay, but go ahead.
Whatever it was called, that be messed up. I'm still stuck.
Oh my god.
You know the thing I don't understand is, and we have to take one of those things that are really. Is a sensitive subject, which is sexual assault. And how is that a double standard when it comes down to it? So it's like, so, okay, as long as he's running that ball or dribbling that ball and making these plays, you know, on certain things, certain people can get a pass. How is that
certain
possible?
People of what color? Because I've seen in NFL, certain people of color will get off and certain people of a certain color, they'll sweep it under the rug.
Well, to be honest with you, when I was doing my research, most of the players are black. So, I mean, I hate to, you know what I'm saying? I hate to say that, you know, which really makes me have no faith in my own fucking race anyway. Because, you know
most
what I'm saying?
Them,
it's sad
hold
say,
on, Brother
you,
Deep. Most
you know,
of them are black that they're speaking about. But most of them may be white that they're sweeping under the rug.
True, but
exactly.
High-profile quarterback a while back, a couple years, has gotten in trouble for messing with a 17-year-old. All I'm going to say, black and yellow. Everybody knows the story. That story is out there. They took care of it, but, and he still is a star quarterback.
But my issue is this. Why, if we know that there's a target on our back, why do we keep giving in to the BS?
Once because
again,
that's who they are.
Are you an athlete or an asshole? Like, be the athlete. Be the role model. You know what I'm saying? Like, be someone of substance. I mean, listen, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But when you're doing shit like that and you know you're under a microscope, you know, like, if you fart, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be on blast. So why put yourself in a position to turn around and, like, ruin your life or ruin your career?
Question to the entire panel. Everybody has worked with somebody on their job that wasn't decent. And I'm not talking about as far as character. I'm talking about as far as maybe he's 50, but he's dating 18-year-olds or 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say 10, but you
yeah,
get what I'm saying? So this is a job. Their job is to be an athlete. They're asshole. They're coming in with the asshole to collect the check.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They were that before they even became the athlete, is what I'm thinking.
I
could agree. I agree 100%.
I agree with that.
I could agree with that. It's serious. It really is. You know, with these athletes, everyone looks at, and Lady T, let me, mind if I say this, but there are so many of the young people who look up to these athletes
mm-hmm.
as role models, you know, and it's kind of it tarnishes their image when something scandalous comes out about that athlete. You know, it's like, wow, I'm looking, my kid looks up to this athlete and look what he's doing. He got busted for drugs. He got busted for beating up on his woman. He's doing all of this crazy stuff. He's going to jail. What role model is that?
It's okay, though. Does that really tarnish their image? That's the question. Is it really tarnish their image? Or are kids still rolling with the rush thinking that, oh, wow, well, if he can do it, I can do it. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they can get away with
mm-hmm.
it, I can get away with it. Because my whole thing is this. Like you said, there's a double standard, especially when it comes down to color. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain people are treated, you know, differently. And
mm-hmm.
with that being said, as a role model, you should be a so-called role model. You should be a damn shame to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, kids
Very
out
much.
Here, or maybe society should be more careful in who they put that job of being a role model on. Because in my opinion, I mean, and that's just my opinion, I don't think athletes should be role models unless they have some type of extraordinary story, you know,
mm-hmm.
that can actually, you know, be conducive to maybe to someone's, you know, else's story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be a damn role model. Why can't we look up to teachers? Everyday people who are out there making a sacrifice, teaching our kids.
Or look up to your
preparing
parents.
Preparing them for a future. Why can't your parents be role models? Why can't, you know what I'm saying, some of these cops out here or EMTs or fire, why you can't look up to them?
Right.
And I'm
well,
sure
look
there's
up to,
people that
well,
look up
to them.
Because, why they not holding their job with integrity, these sports players, though? You have some that
mm-hmm.
do.
You
that's
know what's
not
sad
trying
about
to get
it?
In trouble because they know kids are looking at them.
It's
exactly.
the image that they – it's who they are as a person because it's like, you know, I'm on top of the world. Look at me. I'm the biggest man in this sport, whether you're playing football, basketball, baseball. Yeah.
But, K-Dog, I know mm-hmm. you answer this for me. Isn't when these guys usually sign these contracts, aren't they – don't they sign some type of – thing where they have to like kind of watch what they do. I forgot what it's called, but it's some
type image.
Of
it's protecting their image or something like that. You know, they sign.
Yeah, they have
their agents sign it.
Sign, yeah, they have to sign something. It's like, yo, you can't. Basically, I think it's like something where you can't bring any type of embarrassment or something to the table. Some shit. I forgot. You know, I forgot.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
It was.
Obviously, they get
mm-hmm.
away with it. So there's ways around that.
Yeah.
Even that. You know, thing in the clause or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
There's loopholes all through there.
Exactly.
Loopholes. My thing is that when they're looking like, I put it to you like this. That's because, and I think me and my son had a conversation about that the other day, as in that's the only thing that they try to gear, especially people of color, into is like, oh, you could be a football player, basketball player. Like, that's the only thing you could do is either sports or entertainment.
Exactly.
They don't realize, they don't,
yeah.
It's other things out there that you can, just like you said, teachers, an architect, a ditch digger, whatever. It's like, it's other things out there that you can strive, you know, like have kids, you know, look up to besides just a basketball star or a rapper or whatever. It has
right.
to be more.
And I'm
and then
so
the thing
proud,
is when something goes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for cutting you up a little bit. But it's like this. It's like as soon as somebody sees a black man who's over 6 foot, the first question they ask, do you play basketball? You know, you should play basketball with your height. Not every black man is out there playing basketball. You know, go ahead.
And football is, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you know, I mean, shit. It's once again, it's a stereotypical attitude. You know, it's what society dictates and what people tend to follow. I mean, you know, like I won't, you know, I'm not trying to jump into the whole topic, but I mean, shit, Bill Cosby in jail and, you know, Weinstein is, you know, free, having drinks and wine
right.
and chilling, you know. But once again, there's the silence. And it's not to knock certain individuals, but, you know, like, I was, you know, of course you do a little bit of reading here, and so Oprah wanted to do this whole, or was backing this whole documentary, you know, about Russell Simmons, but would you back one about Weinstein? See, my thing is this. If you're if you're going to cry foul all around.
Absolutely.
Don't be selective when you cry foul. Just because they're white or black, don't be selective. Foul is a foul. Sexual assault, murder is murder. It is what it is. But once again, it's a double standard. And to me, athletes should be held to a certain standard, especially when they do shit they just shouldn't be doing. I mean, like, come on now. Like, I just don't understand it. But, you know, I'm not really too much into sports anyway. I mean, I just think that some of these cats are just like big-ass babies with big paychecks and have no real contribution to the world. You know, some of them, you know, I believe have good intentions and they do good things. But then, for the most part, I mean, a lot of them don't. I mean, what do you do? What are you really doing? You know, I mean, kids, yeah, I want to be like this. I want to be like Mike. Once again, why don't you be like your teacher? You know, why don't you focus on, like, you know, maybe being a scientist or, I don't know, working for NASA or, you know, mathematician, something else. Like, there's so many other things going on out there in the world, you know, besides the sports and athletics and that doesn't consist of, you know, going to all these parties, wearing all this jewelry, buying all these expensive cars, you know, talking shit because, you know, your bank account is big. And, you know, some may say, oh, Brother D sound like a hater. It has nothing to do with hate. It just is what it is, man. Like, you have a responsibility. When you're in a certain position, when you're in that light, you have a responsibility. And if you can't maintain that, then maybe you shouldn't be in it.
If you look at some of these athletes from where they came from, Brother B, and it's the same kind of hood mentality in the NFL, pretty much. The same flashiness, I got to floss, I got to get the jewelry. It's all the same thing.
So let me ask you
It's
this.
All the same thing.
So
that's the job. That's what.
But now, listen, what you just said. So what if the NFL was 80% white? Could we, you know, do you think we could still say the same thing?
Why would it be though?
If it was, you
act like you never heard anything about white athletes. I'm not even gonna
line. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that the whole thing is. Do you kind of see where I'm? I don't know if you see where I'm coming from. It's the correlation. You know, the flashiness. And it's never to say, because I remember Joe Namath, you know, he used to wear fur coats and, you know, do certain things on the sideline. I mean,
yeah, but
hey,
it's a stigma with black people, it's like it's a stigma. It's like, oh, because he's being flashy, or he
image.
Ain't never had nothing before, or it's bad
mm-hmm.
for his image. But it's like, no, it's not
you
bad for my image. I just want
to... off the field, I mean, off the field, some of these white players off the field, how they dress also. I'm trying to remember guy that's that quarterback when they said, oh, he dresses flashy. But you got Brady that also comes in flashy, just as flashy. But I guess what, because he's white, the swag doesn't fit him?
Right,
because
he doesn't come from that neighborhood. Remember, he don't come from those neighborhoods. Remember, when they pick up the black player, oh, he's from the projects, and he's from this, and oh, he's from the bad part of Chicago. He never had this. Oh, single mother. The dad is always single mother, never father no way around. All, you know, most of the time, you know, the most of the time, dad's not around. It's always that stigma. So then when it starts getting to a point where he's putting a bad stain, or he is putting a bad stain on, you know, the team, then it's like, oh, well, he was spending money and he was going to clubs. So what? They all do that.
You know,
I remember they had that same, like, stereotype when Iverson was in the league. And all of this, and, you know, the partying and this, that, the next. But then you have a guy like, let's say, Michael Jordan was doing the same thing, and he got all the white girls in all these pictures looking the same way, no different than how Iverson is looking with all the females in his picture. But they would never criticize Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he walked, because
you know why Michael Jordan at the time was seen as the good guy, and when Iverson came in, Iverson was looked upon as a thug. They called him like he had that. Oh, he was had that hood. He was mad hood because, you know, he came even when he wasn't playing. He didn't.
Jordan came up from hood mentality too. What's the difference, Carl?
Exactly, but it was the image
and he's
that,
still kind of hood mentality because look where his Jordans is flooded in the hood.
Exactly,
and he just sit back
and
collect those checks in a different way. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't think he's collecting anything from those Jordans. Not. I don't
he
think
is.
So.
He
I don't
is.
Think he is.
His name.
I've seen the CBS
he likes his name.
With him.
He's
collecting it.
He's getting it. Yeah, he's getting it. But the thing is, he's a good Negro.
Yeah, it's the image.
Good,
that's what I'm saying. That's how they were painted. They were painting. Oh, he's a good guy. Oh, look how he carries himself. But I was like, man, I remember they used to call Iverson. They used to call. Well, Dennis Rodman was like the bad boy. He was weird and stuff because look how he used to dress.
Well, Dennis Rodman
coming
was doing
to the
super shit. He was doing stupid shit. He was making himself look stupid because he was just doing stupid shit. Iverson was probably just, you know, I think Iverson was just living. Like, he was just doing him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dennis Rodman was legitimately doing dumb ass shit.
Well,
just to get noticed.
I mean, Michael Vick. To this day, this is like, listen, if animal activists can get him in a room, like, they tear his ass up.
Yep.
And mind you, he wasn't the mastermind. He just allowed it to happen on his property, and he put some money towards it. I mean, I don't know what happened to the rest of the people, and it's sad. I think his own cousin was the one that snitched on him. Or told, you know, hey, this is what's going on over here. But
he probably being a hater.
Yeah,
he probably being a damn hater.
But my whole thing is, yo, once again, what the hell are you doing? Like, yo, go run the ball. Like, instead of getting yourself in other shit, go do what you're supposed to be doing. Go practice some plays. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, get your future together for when you're not going to be playing football anymore. You know, try to get yourself together for maybe that assistant coach or coach position. Because, damn, there isn't a lot of us in those positions any damn way. I mean, it's interesting how we can run the field, run the ball, but we can't do the big job. And it's not to turn it into a whole racist thing. Because no matter white, black, Indian, Spanish, whatever, people are going to do stupid shit. Especially when you mix money and you mix fame. And ego.
Right.
And just because your bag is bigger than someone else's, it doesn't give you the right to be an asshole. Because you can't buy yourself out of every situation. What was the dude... he used to play for the Lakers. when he shot his chauffeur? Jason Williams.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Jason Williams. When he
yep, I remember.
With a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what the fuck did you think? Now, maybe something else is going on that, you know, we may or may not know about, but what the hell? What do you think?
With a shotgun at that.
Yeah, shotgun. Okay.
Yeah, like, what the hell was you doing with a shotgun anyway?
I mean, if he's on his property,
right.
I mean, the whole thing is you threw all of that shit away. I remember, I think he was on MTV Prayers or something like that, and he had this, like, huge freaking estate. I don't know if he still has it now, but, I mean, yo, these guys get all this money, and then once again, you got to spend most of it in lawyer fees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did this shit stop? Like, when do you actually try to get some type of logical control of the situation or some grip? I mean, I commend the players that keep themselves on the low. They do the right thing. And they, you know, try to stay out of, you know, the front page. They try to stay off the front page. But then there are those that love it.
All right.
And then they expect to be respected or they expect to be honored or some shit like that. Like, come on, give me a break.
Well, I'll see it as, you know,
woman,
people.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying,
no,
I mean, you see it as just like, okay, I guess it's life and life happens, things happen. Like, was it a football player? I don't know who it was a couple of years ago. And I think the girlfriend, and I don't know if it was the girlfriend or another woman that he was seeing. Besides a girlfriend, and she ended up killing him and her, or her and her, herself
yeah,
and him, or something
that.
Like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember
so
that.
You know, right? So that's what I'm saying. It's like things like that as well. You know, life happens. Like maybe he was just seeing. You know, like I said, he was dealing with another woman. He had his woman, and you know, he went off and did what he had to do. But maybe the woman couldn't. I think she couldn't take what was going on. Maybe that's what it was. So it's like
mm-hmm.
I look at it as you know, these things. Happen in life. It's not supposed to, but and it shouldn't because just like you said, because you are a pro athlete or whatever, you know, you need to be a little more mindful of what you do.
Yeah, because
but,
you remember the image. Oh, sorry.
I mean,
right.
Listen, of course, K-Dog, you know, like you said, it's the image. But then at the same time, all right, so K-Dog, you got this multi-million dollar contract. You're playing NFL, and you're doing all this and that. And then you get your Lamborghini, and you're driving 100 miles an hour through the streets. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And that's the problem, because you know what? Some people, and I say this, truthfully, it's like they're letting the money control them. They're not in control of the money. That's why you have a lot of these guys out there who by the time they're like maybe 35 or so once they're retired, they run out of the money because they're sitting there flashing it all over the place. And, you know, of course, messing around, having millions of women and, you know, you spending it
and
left
millions,
and right.
And millions
not even
of
thinking about the future. Not even thinking about the future.
Them
and yes, let's not mention those kids out there. All those kids you got out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
man, they let the money. Yep, they're not in control of the money. The money's controlling them.
Would you guys say that goes with the lifestyle? Because like with Jason Williams, which you said, he admitted later on in life that he was going through mental problems and things like that, and he was actually in rehab and so forth. But
okay.
It seems like this
so
life.
So that's the reason
was,
why he had to shoot the damn man? Oh.
No.
We don't know.
What little childhood traumas he may have been dealing with. We don't know, but I'm just saying, it's like a beginning and an end, like how you said with Aaron Hernandez. It's like too much too fast. You know what I mean?
And where does it end? When do they pause and stop and say, you know what, I'm doing too much? You understand what
they
I'm saying
don't.
With the celebrity? Like, they,
does,
some of them
somebody,
don't. And maybe some of them might be conscious, some of them
breaks.
Don't.
When does somebody
well,
pump
when
their
stuff
breaks?
Happens, maybe because, that's when they want to pump their brakes, when things happen, and then it's too late.
Well, no,
exactly.
All right. The whole thing was what you said with Jason Williams. So later on, he admits this, that, and the third. All right, listen. I'm not one to down anyone when it comes down to what they go. So you can see, it's always interesting when people say after the fact, or years later, oh yeah, I had a little mental issue. Or I had to do, listen, don't blame it on, don't blame your assholism on the mental issue. It could be the truth, it could not. But if
it's
you're looking for sympathy, I mean, shit, it's just simple and plain.
Have
it's
you ever been around anybody that was mental before? Because I know somebody that's going through PTSD and anxiety and things like that. Did they not acknowledgeable about it until they can reflect back on the years of why they might have been did this, this, and that, and now they're realizing it, what it is.
Well,
and not
well,
because
you
the
know
doctor
what?
Diagnosed them, but because they diagnosed themselves learning about certain things. So I can't really say, you know, a person, oh, why do they see it later on? Maybe later on they're more knowledgeable than they was in their 20s.
Well, then I guess, you know what? It goes back to that big-ass word, accountability.
Accountability.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, yeah, he took himself to rehab. He's accountable, right?
Yeah, but you know what? But you know how many lives had to be ruined? Or what had to happen
before that?
For that to happen, you know what I'm saying? Like some people, you know, they know they're in a tailspin, but they continue to spin out because they're
right.
Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm not going to gain control or I'm just going to crash and burn. Like some of these jackass rap, these little rappers out here who think it's okay to live fast and die young. Are you fucking serious? Like this is the message that you put out there? Thinking that shit
they don't
is cool.
They don't really see themselves dying. They unstoppable. I'm on top of the world. I got all the
exactly.
money. I'm doing this, that. They don't vision themselves dying.
And the first people they pump that shit to is the have nots. The wannabes, the people who don't have that money. The kids in the urban areas who are going through the bullshit. They pump these bullshit messages to them. They get it. And then they try to emulate this shit. Listen, every case, everybody's case is not hopeless. But sometimes when people put their story out there, you have others that may gravitate toward it in a positive or a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Some people see it for what it is, what it can be, or what it may never be.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, a lot of these kids out here on the street, yo, their whole thing is they're just looking at hopelessness.
Yeah, it's like,
so
you know
you
what it is.
So when you feed them a story of hope, when you continuously feed them stories of hopelessness, that's what they're going to go by. That's what they're going to gravitate towards. And when they start seeing some of these athletes out here, even though they're doing great things, somebody will sit up and say, look, you can take the nigga out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the nigga. Look what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Hot rod.
There's something that I always say is like, you know, with an image, there comes a great deal of responsibility to uphold that image.
No doubt.
Yep.
I absolutely agree. Hot Rod,
but guys, you forgot overall that, well, number one, I'm the biggest asshole that you guys know so far.
Oh, damn.
And number two, and number two.
Oh, my goodness.
Athletes are just human. They're human. A lot of people forget that, you know. They look up to them as models or role models or whatever, but they make mistakes.
But
nobody's
human.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, and I will never forget. For many years, I criticized, cursed Kobe Bryant out for many reasons, because on the court, he was an arrogant a-hole, you know, but he earned his rights. And when I met him maybe 2 years ago, oh, my God, one of the nicest guys I ever know. It made me like, wow, you were the asshole for all these years. doesn't find out you're probably like the nicest guy in person, go figure. You're talking like you was BFFs. I'm like, wow, is this the same Kobe Bryant on the court? Everybody's different. He's human, you know. Asshole on the court, or the nicest guy in person. Who knows?
I mean, I agree with you about the whole human thing, but at the same time, there's checks and balances. Like, you know what you're stepping into. You know, listen, Hot Rod, you know that you have a responsibility. When you get up, when you step out that door, you have a responsibility. Why? Because you have two little lives watching you.
But like Navy P always said, lack of education for some of these guys. And number two, most people just don't care. I'm doing me. I got my million. Screw you. You did not help me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm doing me.
In this one, I wouldn't say it's education. I would say you coming in as your character even before the dollars. That is who you are.
True, but do you need education to control yourself, to control your money? Because there's always someone out there ruining your lifestyle with your money.
I think you need integrity. Either you have integrity or you don't.
And this is
why people who come in with integrity, those dollars ain't gonna make a difference to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're still gonna do what they need to do for foundations. They're still gonna carry because they hold themselves to high respect. Tomorrow that NFL contract could be done. You seen what happened to that trainer or whatever he was from my team, whatever happened with him and his trainer. He's no longer, you know, on the team anymore.
Hey,
you're done.
Hey,
you're
look what happened to Colin Kaepernick, a great Super
exactly.
Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, come
now
on.
He's the most hated man in the NFL.
He can't even get a job anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All because he took a stand or took a knee for what he believed in.
For what he believed in, yeah.
So, but now.
It's happened many times.
Didn't
it happen to Muhammad Ali when he took a stand?
Yeah.
Okay, but you defied a big league. It's a reflection on the league. This is what I'm saying with what Brother B said earlier, how they pick and choose their cases. And I think it's like I don't understand. It's either it is or it's not. But they play both sides.
Well, check this out, Lady C and everybody else, and answer this question. I don't know what that old asshole's name was. And I really just don't even care to know it. But once again, if the NFL or even the NBA was, well, let's say the NFL, because this dude, he was the one who said it. If it was 80% Caucasian, would he have made the statement of, you can't let the inmates run the prison?
Of course, though. We know that.
Come on, we know the answer to that.
But of course, to see, once again, if you know that's the mentality, why keep doing the shit? Even though God says because they're human, you still have a responsibility. You still have a responsibility, man. We all do, some way, shape, or form. We all have a responsibility. Lady T is in the field of education. She has a responsibility. I'm sure she watches what she do and what she says when she walks out the door, because she never knows if there's somebody, some student's mom is watching or a student is watching.
Sure.
We all have a responsibility 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Y'all do.
And she's not,
y'all
she's
do.
Not
she
making $1 million.
And you know what? You're being watched.
We all do.
You do.
Everybody does.
But do we have the same amount of power to listen?
Even more, because people like her are going out there building, making our future happen. These cats are just throwing the ball at one another and fucking tight.
There's unsung heroes that don't get the credit that they deserve.
Integrity, like it was said, integrity.
Yeah, but I'm sure
so
all of us on this panel carry ourselves like that when we walk out. Everybody on
really?
This panel.
Lady
I'm sure
T, giving me credit? Lady T, you giving me credit?
I'm going to give you credit because you're a great dad, so you definitely get credit.
Oh.
I see how you are.
Let me write this in the book, guys. I'll be right back.
You know what?
But you know what? He doesn't have to make millions of dollars a year and be on TV and all this and that. He already walks with that accountability. He already walks with that integrity. So once they give you that responsibility, maybe you need to think about what you do and how you do it. Be the athlete instead of the asshole.
Exactly.
All right.
Because once you're an asshole, you're labeled that forever.
Huh?
Brother B, are you more upset that it seems like it's in the eyes of society, there's more black guys, black athletes seem to be more assholes compared to white athletes?
No, I'm just, my whole thing is just, once again, integrity and accountability, period. If you know these kids and people are up here, out here looking up to you, why be stupid? You're making all of this money to only give back to the system to put your dumb ass in jail. Come on, man. Like, really?
Well, some people don't think. No, they
and
don't.
You know
like
what?
I said,
and,
you know?
Those people need to be put on rocket ships and be sent to the nearest star. Because
listen,
what's your purpose? What's your function? See, that's why they hire you dumbasses. Because we don't want you to think. We just want you to run the ball. We didn't hire you to use
what's
your
wrong?
Brain. We hired you to
okay,
hired
a,
you to
from
practice.
The eye from a business guy, what's wrong with that? From the eye of an owner, what's wrong with that? It's your job to make
listen,
money. That's why I hire
from
you. From the
eye
right?
of an owner, there's nothing wrong with it, but then at the same time, there is. Because bad business is bad business. And if you're hiring somebody to do a job and their dumb ass is doing crimes or doing dumb shit to make you look bad, yo, I gotta let you go. I don't give a fuck how much money it may cost me. I gotta let you go because you're making my business look bad. You make my business look bad, I gotta fuck you up. You gotta get it. You gotta get the pow pow. That's just that.
Party done.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be messing up the business, man. You can't be messing up the business. But you know what? Some people value put sports on such a pedestal that it's okay. It's okay to smack your woman. It's okay to beat your kids. It's okay to fucking murder somebody or run somebody over, DW. It's okay. Win a Super Bowl or win a ring or something, and we'll forgive you. Get yourself into the playoffs.
Isn't that ironic? Or do you find it ironic how, like, you know, if you do good for me, all is forgiven? Like you said, it's okay to beat your wife and get away with it?
Society allows.
How many times on the shows we talk about domestic abuse from these athletes over and over again, and it seems like it's okay. You know, is it at the point of the Me Too movement? I'm sorry, Lacey, I have to go there.
No, I don't think this got anything to do. I'm just pictured kneeling, and meanwhile, athletes are able to smack their girlfriends, their wives, and that's okay. Why they not doing something for that within their league? It's disgusting.
But that's what I'm saying. But see, that's my issue. If you're going to cry foul on one, cry foul on all. On all of it.
Sure,
don't just pick
I got
and
it.
Choose. You know what I'm saying? That's my issue. Don't just cry foul on one.
Mm-hmm.
Cry foul on all of it.
Yeah.
Because are you really going to sit there and try to make one sin less sinful than the other?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to some people do see it that way. I'm sorry to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? We live in a country where, you know, violence is king. So smacking your woman around, you know what I'm saying, is nothing. I mean, shit, I used to watch Little House on the Prairie, and, you know, I think Charles got a little hands on a couple of times, too.
Okay. I ain't never seen that man hit that woman.
Listen. I think there was an episode.
He was
somebody
a good
got
man.
Wild.
Listen, camera.
Yo, you got 60 seconds left. K Dog, Hot Rod, Lady T, Big Red. It's been a pleasure.
Of course, athletes, man.
Focus on your athleticism and not your assholery. And on that note, everyone have a good night. Peace, love, and soul.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes.
Right on.
Good night, y'all.
Peace out.
And don't use the lemonade.
That lemon spray. Don't use no lemonade. That's
don't
right.
Don't use
that lemon juice.
Yeah, man.
Up.
Don't use that lemonade, man.
Right now. Mix it up right now. And I'm going to put a cinnamon stick in it.
Later, boy.
Later, y'all.
Later,
guys. Peace.
Peace.